President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have concluded 2 days of talks at Camp David. Britain has sent 45,000 troops to the Gulf, and today the two leaders underscored their shared commitment to fight on, no matter how long it takes to depose the Iraqi regime. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the Bush-Blair War Summit.
For these two leaders, it was a time to take stock in what's been accomplished so far, to contemplate what the coming weeks and months will bring for the troops, and to talk about how to rebuild Iraq once the war ends. But the first question they faced at a news conference was about just how long the war will last, and if the difficulty confronted in the first weeks means the fighting could drag on for months.
However long it takes. That's the answer to your question, and that's what you got to know. It's a matter of timetable, it's a matter of victory. And the Iraqi people have got to know that, see? They got to know that they will be liberated and Saddam Hussein will be removed no matter how long it takes.
Prime Minister Blair echoed that and spelled out why it's so important to stay in the battle and remove Saddam Hussein.
Day by day, we have seen the reality of Saddam's regime. His thugs prepared to kill their own people, the parading of prisoners of war, and now the release of those pictures of executed British soldiers. If anyone needed any further evidence of the depravity of Saddam's regime, this atrocity provides it.
Blair's use of the term executed prompted a question from the British press, which hadn't heard this news before. The prime minister said only that he used the term because of, quote, the circumstances that we know. Both men talked of the need to begin the flow of humanitarian aid to the Iraqi people, and each called on the United Nations to begin to address that crisis by restarting the Oil for Food program created in the 1990s. President Bush, whose effort to win UN support for the war failed, urged the Security Council to begin the humanitarian effort without politicizing the issue. Both restated their commitment to the roadmap for peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. Mr. Bush has said that removing Saddam Hussein will help in that effort. Blair has called for the United Nations to play a major role in administering a post-war Iraq. The Bush administration has been more reluctant, saying the UN should be involved, but that the U.S. intends to have, quote, a significant dominating control over how it unfolds. Today, Blair downplayed any differences with the U.S. on that subject.
But there are huge numbers of details to be discussed with our allies as to exactly how that is going to work. And also, the conflict is not yet over. We're still in the conflict. So we will carry on discussing that with the UN, with other allies, but I think that is best done in those discussions without trying to do it by discussion through the press conference or through megaphone diplomacy.
From Camp David, Blair flew to New York to meet with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. President Bush headed back to the White House. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.